Music Makes a City. Yeah, that's the name of a documentary about the orchestra, but it's also sort of an unofficial catchphrase in Louisville. It's what players, managers, and supporters say when the orchestra's in danger. The argument for an orchestra is that it improves a city in three ways. One is education. Orchestra members play for schools, teach students, and provide all the inspiration and benefits of a life with music. Another is culture. A city with an orchestra has a cachet that others don't. The orchestra completes a larger arts picture. That ties in with the third benefit, money. A strong cultural scene can lure in high-paid workers and improve economic development, and an orchestra is part of that.
The data is more than likely anecdotal.
Frank Hefner is the director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston in South Carolina. Charleston has had a number of canceled concerts and orchestra woes, and Hefner says it's impossible to measure what effect, if any, that's had on the city's well-being.
A lot of high-growth cities are also high amenity-based, but then you run into the problem of, did they grow because they had the amenities, or in the process of growing, were they able to provide the amenities? And so you can see kind of the methodology gets very difficult to pin this down.
Hefner says culture is valuable, but no city is going to shut down if the symphony stops or the museum closes. Art is still subject to market forces. Hefner says cities that have orchestras are usually cities that can support orchestras. That's what the Louisville Orchestra's managers have been saying as they attempt to cut the ensemble to 55 players, which they say is sustainable in a city like Louisville. But while they've made some concessions on size, the musicians have typically wanted more players. And Marion Tonneau, who plays in the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, tends to agree.
I think an orchestra should actually be of 100 people, because that's an experience that you cannot duplicate.
Tonneau has been tapped to lead the New Mexico Philharmonic, which is formed in the wake of the collapse of the New Mexico Symphony Orchestra in Albuquerque. He says an orchestra is essential to a city.
I feel that a city without a great orchestra in it is like a ghost town.
Tonneau says a city will support an orchestra if it's good. And to be good, he says it almost has to be big. But it also has to be well-run and able to compete with other forms of entertainment and a bad economy.
I believe if you have a good management team, you can succeed and make things happen despite of hardships and bad economy.
Tonneau says a good orchestra should be a source of pride for a community. It should record and tour and help build the city's name, thereby increasing its own demand back home. People in Albuquerque must want symphonic music because Tonneau is leading a new ensemble that formed to fill the void left by another's collapse. So while it's impossible to determine how much Louisville needs an orchestra, we may know soon how much the city wants one. Gabe Bullard, WFPL News.